came to the university when?
In 66.
Okay, that means you've been here almost 4 years. And
this
you're
is my
senior,
fifth year.
Oh, fifth year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're a senior now?
Yeah, I'm just picking up French. That's all I need for my...
Mm-hmm. And you're majoring in what?
Criminology.
What do you intend to do when you're in your when you get all through? Are you going off for graduate work and you're going back? You're going to stay in South Dakota or what?
Yes, I want to work in Sioux Falls, so bad. I worked with Tom, for Tom Whitehawks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I went into criminology, because there is a big problem of prejudice and everything. If you go through the prisons, over 30% of the prisoners there are Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in there for writing bad checks. And if it was a middle class, normal middle class white person, they would have gotten a good lawyer and gotten out. They wouldn't be sitting in a state penitentiary for stuff like this. And I talked to the Board of Pardons and Paroles for Tom. And I think the big problem is they just don't have anybody qualified to get into a position like that. And I think we need an Indian person in there, if there's that high a percentage of Indians there.
So that you feel you'll be able to help out then?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any experience in the law at all?
No. What do you mean by experience?
Well, I wondered if you'd taken any courses in law at law school and so on.
No.
Would this be of any value, do you suppose?
Yeah, I think so. I think anything would.
Mm-hmm. What about your experience at the U? Has it been a happy one in general? Have you got anything from your education? Have you made many friends here? I know you have in particular, but what about some of the other Indian people too?
Well, I say when I first came to school here, there were 4 or 5 of us. And each semester we'd have 5 kids, and each semester we'd lose 3, maybe 4. And then I think it was harder just lately this year. It's improved because we have special services. They're starting to offer some Indian language programs and cultural programs. And then I also think the hippie movement's kind of helped because everybody's pro-Indian. All of a sudden, Indian's the end thing. But when I was a freshman here, it was pretty bad because we were, you were watched an awful lot. And some of the kids, they kind of stuck to themselves.
Let me interrupt you here. Who watched you, do you think?
Just the kids. They just, kind of wondering how you'd act or something. I don't know. I don't know what they expected differently.
No, I really don't either. And you found this very definitely, this weight on your mind?
Yeah.
Did it interfere with your studies or your social life?
Yeah, I think even me, I think I had an easier time of it than the kids that came right off the reservation. But it was real hard for me to adjust. It was so large and everything. And I think that really hurt me my freshman year and a lot of the kids.
Oh, now you mentioned that it was large. Supposing you would go into UCLA,
oh,
and you had 25,000 students,
yeah.
Would it have been easier or would it have been harder on you, do you suppose?
No, I think it would have been just about as hard. I really do. After you get to a certain size, I don't think a few more kids are going to make any difference. It was just the fact that I didn't know any of the instructors or any. I didn't know one kid when I came to school here, not one person. So that was kind of hard right there.
Well now, do you think this is special in your case, or do you suppose that any other kids coming into the university are in the same position? There must be others, after all, who come from out of state who don't know anybody.
Yeah, that's true. I've talked to a lot of kids, a lot of white kids, and they've said they went through the same thing I did. However, I think it's a little bit harder when you're Indian. You know, or someone, the kids are, they'll make little snide remarks now and then. Well, it's not snide. I think it's just, funny, they don't think you're going to take it as hard, but I find myself, a lot of times, I get defensive. And you say one wrong thing, and I'm just going to jump out and eat you up, for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of kids tend to be defensive because in classes it's brought up, or I noticed it with boyfriends a lot. Some guys I went out with, it was really weird, I've never gone out with an Indian girl before. And I said, well, what's the difference? I mean, do I act different? Do I talk different? Do I walk different? And they said, no. And I said, what'd you expect? Well, I don't know what I expected.
But they still brought this out?
Yeah.
You mentioned that every semester you would start with about 5 kids and you'd lose 3.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I think this is another reason that I went into sociology. I didn't start out in it. But you'd see all these kids in the dorms, and a lot of them, they'd want a room with another Indian student, and then they'd stick together. And I don't know, you'd see one of them drop out and the other one would drop out right behind it. Or it was just like a, and it was catching. if one kid would drop out, there was going to be at least five kids right after. And within 1 week, we'd lose five kids or something like this. And I don't know.
No. Do you attribute this to the, again, for want of a better term, racism on campus? Or do you attribute this to you, perhaps the schooling wasn't as good as it might have been, the early schooling? Well, in your case, you've had pretty good schooling all the way through.
Yes.
But this is not the case with a lot of people coming.
Uh-huh. Well, I think schooling and the size of the school and the fact that there is not that many Indian students and they're used to going to school with a lot of Indian students, and the fact that there is racism and there's comments being made and they're feeling this homesickness, I think there's a lot of things. You know, you can't pin it right down. But I don't think, see, when you start school here, you don't realize this till what your grades are or anything, till midterm or something.
Right.
But I think it's walking in a large class with 100 kids, you don't know a single person, and you realize that you're an Indian because nobody else, and you realize that you're not dressing as well, maybe.
Well, this is not so in your case.
Well, not in my case. No, but I've seen it in a lot of other cases where a lot of the girls, maybe, they'd come to school and clothes didn't mean anything, and then all of a sudden clothes meant everything, you know, and maybe working and buying clothes meant more than going to school, or going out and maybe getting drunk, because you just get so bogged down and then you miss all your classes the next day. And after you miss them three or four times, you think, well, you know, maybe I just won't go now. And this is something you find a lot of kids that'll stay here, but they won't go to any of the classes.
What about what I term self-segregation on the part of the Indian student? Do you think they do tend to get off in a corner on their own? And again, this is not true in your case, I've noticed. But in so many cases, if the Indian students congregate, they gather together, and they don't tend to mix.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I've noticed that. I think this year is the first year that I've seen it not as bad as before because of special services and these courses. And a lot of people are finally becoming interested in these Indian students, and they're going out to them, and that's something that you'll notice with Indian students. They won't come to you.
Why?
Because
is it pride?
Pride. And it's because, yeah, I don't think they want to humiliate themselves. They would just as soon turn around and walk away.
Well, do you view this as pride, or do you view it as, you said you use the term humiliate.
Uh-huh.
Is it humiliating to go to ask an instructor for help in something, or to ask someone else for help in something?
It is for an Indian.
It is?
Yeah, it's all right if you ask another Indian.
I see.
And stuff like this. Like, I noticed I'm working with study sessions and note-taking sessions right now, along with this job. And I've been calling up all the kids, asking them how their courses are going. Most of them, if they're taking four courses, they're having desperate trouble in three. And I'll say, now, what's the problem? Well, I haven't been going to class. Well, why haven't you? Well, I missed a week, and then I decided maybe I was so far behind. Well, have you gone to your instructor? No. Why are you going to go? No. Why? Because I'm just too scared to go talk to him. Well, if I went with you, would you? Yeah, if you'd help me talk. See, I think they feel safety in numbers. Everybody does. But it's got to be another Indian kid. And I think they also kind of live in their past world. A lot of them don't go out socially, like into fraternities or sororities or clubs, you know, social clubs or things like this, and they kind of stick to their own crowd, and the deal is they're going home on weekends.
Is this good?
They're keeping their time.
That they go home weekends?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It really is. I can see, though, some of them are getting so lonesome and stuff, and they're just drinking while they're here. So what's better, going home or staying here and being drunk all weekend?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, then let me ask you, how do you account for the fact that you obviously are a leader here, and when kids will go with you to a professor to talk things over? Was your background so startlingly different?
Well, I think so. Yeah, when I went to Our Lady of Lourdes, now, there were maybe five white students where I went to school, Lady of Lourdes, for 3 years. And when I was in the Rapid City public school system, I was maybe an average student. You know, not above average at all, just plain old average. And when I went to Our Lady of Lourdes, I was the smartest kid there. I don't know. It was because we were forced in public schools. You don't think anything of talking out in classes or going and talking to your instructor, but yet when I went to Our Lady of Lourdes, when it came time for question-answer sessions and stuff, nobody talked up. Mm-hmm. Nobody bothered saying anything or contributing. And I think that's the deal. Nobody ever talks up, and I could tell it. I could see myself, you know, sliding backwards. And then when I went on back to St. Martin's, it was the same deal, only in the reverse. I was with all white students. There wasn't any Indian students there. So I had to build up all this, you know, getting enough courage to speak up in class. And I can see where they're having trouble in classes, because a lot of your speech classes or stuff, and even when you get in your junior year, you're expected to maybe give reports in front of the class and things.
Well, this can be frightening for anyone.
I know, but I think it's even more frightening for kids that have never stood up in front of classes.
Have you any suggestions how this situation might be alleviated?
Gee, I think that we're going to have to get a lot of just plain kids like me. And when registration comes around the freshman year, you're going to have to get big sister, little sister. And we're going to just have to drag them around. We're going to have to stay on their tail and make sure they're going to classes. When they start slipping, we're going to have to introduce them to their instructors, get their instructors interested. I know it's hard for the instructor when you've got 500 kids, but, you know...
I'm not sure that any of us have 500 kids.
Well, when you count all your classes together, though...
Well, yeah, but even so, I have more than most, and I don't have anywhere near 500. There are hundreds, it's true.
But I think that's one of the biggest deals, is that we're going to... When I was a freshman here, we had Charlie Jeeble. He was down here, and I think he's the one that got me off on my right foot. I was having trouble in chemistry and biology. Oh, gee, I really did. It was terrible. And I went down and talked to him, and I wasn't going to go to my instructor. I said, we're going to have him in trouble. I said, you should talk to the instructor. I said, no.